You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 30, A Continuing Papacy. Today's challenge, even if we admit that Peter was leader of the 12 and thus of the church in Jesus' absence, there's no reason to infer his office would be passed on in future generations. Today's defense, the biblical background to Peter's office and common sense indicate his leadership function would continue. When Jesus conferred Peter's leadership function on him in Matthew 16:18, he said he would give him the keys of the kingdom. This invokes an Old Testament background that informs the nature of Peter's office. Evangelical scholar F.F. Bruce writes, "And what about the keys of the kingdom? The keys of a royal or noble establishment were entrusted to the chief steward or major domo. He carried them on his shoulder in earlier times, and they served as a badge of the authority entrusted to him. About 700 BC, an oracle from God announced that this authority in the royal palace in Jerusalem was to be conferred on a man called Eliakim. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open." Isaiah 22:22. So, in the new community that Jesus was about to build, Peter would be, so to speak, chief steward. F.F. Bruce in Hard Sayings of the Bible at Matthew 16:18-19. Isaiah 22, verses 15 to 25, involves more than just Eliakim. It is a succession passage in which the current chief steward of the house of David, a man named Shebna, is to be replaced by Eliakim. This illustrates the ongoing nature of the office. It was not a temporary one. As long as the house of David endured, kings employed chief stewards to manage affairs on their behalf. This is the background to Peter's office. By appointing Peter the chief steward of the house of the new David, Jesus is instituting an office meant to exist as long as the house of the new David, that is the church, exists. Common sense also indicates that this would be a continuing office. If Jesus deemed that his church needed a central leader at the very beginning, when it was tiny and organizational demands were small, the need for this office would scarcely evaporate as the church grew larger and organizational demands increased. The need for a leader would grow, and Jesus foresaw and planned for this.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.